John 4:4 says that Jesus had to pass through Samaria. We were talking yesterday about how unusual that was because the Jews believed that if even a shadow of a Samaritan passed over their person, that the contact was so close as to be within shadowing distance, that an observant Jew was obliged to seek ritual purification. In other words, if you had close contact with a Samaritan, you had to take a bath. For that reason, the Jews took pains to avoid Samaria. But this Jew, whom we know, of course, to be the king of the Jews, he had to pass through Samaria. Why? For the sake of convenience, because it was the shortest route to save time? By no means. It had nothing to do with that. It was for the purposes of missions. It was for the purposes of evangelism. I used to think that all the mission texts were in the book of Acts, and maybe the Great Commission tacked on to the end of the Gospels. When we consider the fact that Jesus was a foreigner, that Jesus came from heaven, that he wasn't a native, at least in terms with reference to his divine nature, everything that Jesus did was an act of missions. But doubly so when we see his encounters with the woman of Samaria, or for instance, when we see his encounter with the Roman centurion, or when we see his encounter with the Syrophoenician woman. This is pure, unadulterated missionary work. That's the reason he went to Samaria, and that's what he's going to do there. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Join us at rampartpublications.com.